All right, Alex and I are back with the CQC podcast, back from taking our finals, so we are done with that for the summer. Today we are talking about Elon Musk's new robot baby, the WWE, some Black Mirror, and a little bit more for you guys. So make sure if you like the episode, subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at the CQC podcast. So that's just at CQC podcast. We have a Twitter poll coming from today's episode, so make sure you go check that out and vote on it. Enjoy the episode. Oh, it finally gave me the countdown this time. Oh, it's recording.
Okay.
Hey, man, welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, how'd you celebrate?
I blacked out in my house.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a great time. Made homemade tacos, of course, like every white person does on Cinco de Mayo.
My mom got fajita mix from the grocery store and put it in a pan, and we had fajitas. But since I was being extra festive, I had already eaten Taco Bell and was not hungry.
Oh, so you didn't even eat your mom's dinner?
Well, I had a fajita, but not my...
I had a dream about laser hair removal, and I was thinking, like, what if the laser, like, hits your butthole?
Does anything happen?
Is it, like, radiation?
Is this the butthole stuff you want to talk to me about?
Yeah. Like, do they even do laser hair removal for buttholes?
I think it's safe enough so that you could. Hmm. But I don't feel like it's a normal procedure.
Oh. You'd have to have a Harriet on butthole. No, I haven't tried. Laser hair removal, I don't know. Is it expensive?
Well, I'm talking like, did you do like an at-home version?
Yeah, I just took a laser pointer and shot it up my ass.
I took one of the ones they used to like blind pilots.
I took the laser pointer, shot it up my ass, and then when I opened up my mouth, it was like a red LED light.
Dude, that'd be sick.
That would be cool. It just deflects off all your internal organs and comes out your mouth.
Wait, if you eat a mirror, I think that could work.
I'd have to eat a lot of mirrors. Just,
I don't know. I feel like you just eat one big mirror. I feel like the...
Oh, Black Mirror Season 6. Did you see that they said that the world's too bleak right now to release it?
What?
They have a season six ready.
I didn't even know they had a season six. I stopped watching after the interactive movie.
The Gay or Not Gay? Oh, that one.
Oh, wait, no, I did see that. No, I saw the one where it's the two dudes are just doing it in the video game. Is that what you were talking about?
Yes.
I think that was the last episode I watched. Like, I didn't even finish its season.
Oh, like, man. Oh, okay. That was such a funny... that was awesome. But yeah, the writers said that they don't want to release season 6 right now because the world's like too bleak. And the viral tweet was like, you know shit's fucked up when Black Mirror says shit's fucked up. I fucking love that show.
That's a good show. I mean, I didn't really have a reason to stop watching it there.
It's not even like a show. It's just kind of like,
yeah,
you know, it's just individual episodes. But, oh, they're so good.
Yeah. No, I feel like now would be a great time to release it. I mean, you saw how much fucking money Tiger King made.
Yeah. I know, but that makes me wonder, like, what the hell is season 6 that they're saying it's too fucked up that, I don't know.
Are they saying season 6 is too fucked up, or are they saying it's not fucked up enough in comparison to what's going on?
I don't know. Like, what if they did, like, they wrote something where, like, everyone had to stay inside and stuff like that, and then be like, oh, let's not release this right now.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
What if it was like too similar to what's like actually going on?
What if they
did they plant? Did they plant?
Did they plant? Did they plant that bat in the wet market? Did Black Mirror start coronavirus?
Dude, there's been the tweets where it's like people asking when season 6 of Black Mirror is coming. Bitch, we're in season 6. Wouldn't that just be an elaborate plot?
What if Black Mirror is being created in a different universe and we are an episode of Black Mirror?
Whoa. Are we getting into a whole multiverse of, like, realities, and we're just... It's like the Truman Show, where they just think they're in real world.
What season is season 5? Or what season is the season where they had the two guys making love in Mortal Kombat? What season was that, 4 or 5?
That was 5. The movie, so. The movie was kind of its own thing.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought that was season 4, though. And wasn't there an episode of Miley Cyrus as well?
Mm-hmm. Season 5 only had, like...
I think I saw that one as well. Yeah, it only had, like, 3 episodes or something.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, there's only, like, 3 episodes, but they're all pretty good. Yeah, the Miley Cyrus one was the other one where, like, they were, like, using her like, body, her brain to write songs, yeah. And she was, like, dead.
Yeah. That was interesting. What was I going to say? I saw, like, parts of that, and I just, like, couldn't wrap my head around it because I thought it was stupid. So I stopped. I didn't finish that episode. And then the episode where the two men make love in Mortal Kombat, I actually did finish because that was actually an interesting episode.
Did we talk about this before on the podcast? About, no, was it gay or...
I watched...
Was it gay or not gay? Did we talk about that before?
I think we might have just talked about that in private.
Maybe. Maybe.
But I think there was a third episode I never watched. Let me look it up and see.
Yeah. Speaking of TV shows, have you seen the huge, like, debate on Twitter and stuff of, like, The Friends versus The Office?
Like, people are stupid.
It's so fucking dumb, dude.
Dogging.
Friends sucks. Friends sucks. And, like,
who even...
I've sat down and tried just because everyone's like, oh, Friends, yeah. And, like...
I wish everyone could see what you just did.
They don't... it was terrible, dude. It just, like, wasn't funny.
I'm not a big...
Whoa. I just got a notification that God just tweeted, I have no friends. Why did that pop up on my phone?
Do you follow God?
Of course I'm a follower of God.
Okay, that's not what I meant. Alright. Black Mirror just has season 5 just has 3 episodes. The one with Miley Cyrus. Oh my gosh, I get it. No thanks. I don't want to subscribe to your newsletter. Text Andrew Scott. Okay. So there's the Striking Vipers. That's the Mortal Kombat gay porno.
Yeah. Such a good episode.
Rachel Jack and honestly, it was good. Rachel Jack and Ashley 2 is the one with Miley Cyrus. And then Smithereens, starring Andrew Scott. Is that one of the Property Brothers?
Is it the Property Brothers?
I don't know. That was a joke. It's not the Property Brothers.
I don't know their names. I think, dude.
Property Brothers are John and one's Drew, I think.
Oh, okay. They should have had the Property Brothers do the episode of the gay fighting. Because those guys are totally, like, I don't know. I think those brothers do
it. Brothers, dude.
I think they do a little funny business behind the scenes of the show. I don't know.
Okay. That would have been hilarious.
It would be really funny if they played the characters.
Property Brothers played the characters. Bro, I think the Property Brothers are, like, the perfect, like, meme.
What do you mean?
To imagining stuff with something else, Property Brothers are a great substitute.
Yeah. What if...
Like, that episode with... Property Brothers would have been hilarious.
What they need to find a way to get the Property Brothers into the next Avengers movie.
See, exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be hilarious.
Actually, it'd really be funny if they were just, like, not even, like, main characters, but if they were just casually, like, working on someone's house in the movie or something. Just, like, in the background. I don't know.
They
just make a cameo.
They're filming an episode of Property Brothers in the Avengers universe.
Right. They're, like, working on, like, Captain America's house because he's finally too old and he can't do it himself.
Like, that'd be so funny. They, like, they just build all that. Yeah, that'd be so... Or what would they be as their own character?
They'd just be themselves, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I feel like we should give them a superpower.
But that's not, like, the joke of it. They're not... They're not superheroes. They're just the Property Brothers.
They don't have actual superpowers, but they have like superpowers.
They're just casually using Thor's hammer
to build a house.
Sure. Yeah, I think it is Jonathan and Drew. They're both hot too.
Fucking names. Okay. I don't know. They got weird teeth now that I look at them.
They look like they kiss each other. I think they do some smooching on the lips, as brothers do.
I say next episode we go into a Property Brothers conspiracy theory, because the second video that comes up when you type in Property Brothers is a closer look at why Property Brothers is totally fake.
Ooh, do we expose the Property Brothers next episode?
No, I think we do some deep diving.
All right, we could do a deep dive.
Property Brothers deep dive.
Yeah.
We should start a, you know that, I think it's BuzzFeed. Yeah, it is BuzzFeed. The Unsolved Mysteries BuzzFeed channel.
No, I don't watch it.
Okay. I don't anymore, but, I watched it when I was like in high school, and they'd like just do like scary shit, like ghost stories and murders and stuff. And we could do that, but just like ridiculous stuff.
Huh.
Like we should try to prove why the WWE is real.
Dude, I turned my dad into a WWE fan. We never really like watched or anything growing up or anything, but then like the one day, I don't know, I kind of just like casually started watching it for entertainment in college. It's, I don't know, it's funny and stuff. It's totally ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, it's just entertainment. And so then one day I went home and we put it on the TV just because, like, there was literally nothing else on. And he just started watching it, and now every single time I go home, he's watching WWE. But he doesn't, like, realize it. He always has it on as, like, background noise or something. What? It's, I don't know. It's always on the TV.
Maybe because you watched WWE that one time, he just hasn't changed the channel since.
He can't figure out how to use the remote.
Yeah, he can't figure out how to use the remote, so WWE is just always on.
Yeah, that's a very strong possibility. Dads versus remotes will be an all-time battle.
Oh, my grandparents, you know how my grandparents live with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk downstairs, and my grandma's like, how do I get to channel 8? And I'm like, Grandma, just press the 8.
That's it?
That's it.
Hell yeah.
That's it. I mean, my grandma can't even barely talk. But
yeah.
Did you see? Speaking of WWE, did you see the throwback of Floyd Mayweather fighting Big Show?
Oh yeah. I saw the clip of it on Twitter.
He's huge, Big Show.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how big he was.
Well, Floyd's also really small.
Is he? How tall is he?
I think Floyd's only like 5'9". Maybe like 5'8", even?
Floyd Mayweather.
I don't know. I know Floyd Mayweather is very, very small. Eight. Yeah, how much does he weigh? Like 140, right?
150.
Still beat the fuck out of any of us.
Yeah, he beat Big Show in the WWE. Yeah, Big Show's only 7 feet. Huh.
Yeah, he just like punched him in the face. Big Show's like on his knees, though.
I think if I was absurdly tall, I'd become a WWE wrestler.
That'd be a good way to go, for sure. One of, Dolph Ziggler went to my high school.
Who?
Dolph Ziggler, the WWE guy.
But I don't watch a lot of WWE.
Me either, I just know his name.
My dad's stepmom, who was kind of like his normal mom, thought WWE was real.
Oh, your dad's stepmom.
Mom. Just call her mom.
So you, your step grandma?
Well, she's dead now, but sure. Oh.
Okay.
But she thought the WWE was real, like her entire life.
Huh. I mean, there's.
Do you think the people that show up at like at those?
Dude, they sell out arenas.
I know, but do you think they all think it's real? Like, I could not believe.
They have to know that, like,
people that are stupid.
They have to know that, like the fighting is like scripted. Like, I don't know. I get it. Like, they probably, they're into, like, the storylines and stuff like that. Like, into the, they get into the characters, I think.
So
like a TV show. Like, you get into the characters.
It's like a live TV show with fighting. Okay, I see.
Yeah. I think, like.
We should put a poll on Twitter and ask
It was a WWE reel. All right, I'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow when this is out.
Because she lived in.
So everybody,
Florida,
go vote
so
at
I'm not shocked.
CQC Podcast on Twitter. Go vote on the Twitter poll. Is WWE real?
Yeah.
Because I'm voting yes.
Don't take our advice. We want a true, unbiased response.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, like, all right, we're about to debate this. The WWE itself is a real thing. The WWE is real, bro. Like, what do you mean that it's not real? It exists. Like, it's there.
This is not the point I was making.
Oh. I took it the wrong way, then.
It is obviously a real thing. It happens. It's an event. But is the fighting scripted or not scripted? I think we should specify.
Ah, okay. No, I'm just wording it. Is the WWE real?
I'm going to vote yes, then, because it is obviously real.
Because then if you vote no, you're just an idiot.
Yeah, like, it's there.
It does exist. Vince McMahon is the president.
Is he?
What? He is. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I told you. WWE information kind of goes in one ear and out the other.
I sent you that post. UFC Island, Fight Island.
Oh my god.
Conor McGregor wants to fight.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, Conor McGregor wants to fight on it. It's going
to
happen.
Should we try to get a media pass on the Fight Island?
That'd be really cool. Would that just be us, like, we wouldn't do anything. Would that just be us going on vacation?
Yeah, but we could interview the fighters.
That would be really cool. We already interviewed Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. I guess we don't have to do it again.
We'll see. We can look into that, how to get media credentials.
How to get them, yeah.
Hi, we have a podcast that 30 people listen to.
But every episode, 30 people listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we have the credentials for. I feel like not a lot of, and no, I feel like a lot of people will try to get to Fight Island because there's nothing going on right now.
Real or fake? Real or fake? Elon Musk's son.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so is this, are we, well,
I don't think there's an actual, like, physical child. I think it's fake. I don't know.
What?
Are there pictures of it? Because then I'm going to sound like a real idiot.
Yeah, no, there might be pictures of it. We should probably.
Yeah, we should find out. All that it is just, like, I don't know, people are like, oh, he named his son this, but, like, I haven't seen a picture of the son. Would it, like, his son could be a robot.
He has, like, 5 kids.
Really? What are their names?
Nevada, Damian, Griffin, Xavier, Saxon, and Kai.
And what's this one's name?
XAEA12.
Do you even know what that means?
I watched a video on it, and it's like the X stands for SpaceX, the AE is after Earth, and the A12 is the name of a spaceship. That's called, like, the Destroyer or something. Destroyer, but it's something along the lines of Destroyer. So his name is SpaceX After Earth Destroyer.
So this kid isn't a kid. The XAEX-12 is his baby, but it's the SpaceX commercial outer space travel. Like, that's his baby. You know what I mean? It's maybe it's not like a physical son.
There's pictures of him holding it.
There's a physical kid that exists.
There is a physical kid.
Damn it. What do you think that sex is like? Not with the kid, but like Elon Musk and his.
What?
Well, the kid, it's a baby.
I don't think you needed to specify.
It's a baby. He can't have sex yet.
I think you specified made it worse.
Well, I don't know. I just needed to, like, clarify that I meant Elon Musk and his wife. Like, when they procreate, do you think they're, like, on a mission and it's very calculated?
Obviously. I mean, he has 7 of them now.
Yeah. I feel like Elon Musk isn't really a spontaneous...
Oh, he's had...
Like, loose finger kind of guy, if you know what I mean. Hello?
Okay. He's currently not in a relationship? Oh, he has a girlfriend. Oh my gosh.
What? How many parents?
His girlfriend's like an e-girl.
Yeah, no, I know that. I thought it was his wife. Her name is,
He's had 2 wives. He was married to Justine Musk from 2000 to 2008.
Okay, that's not who I'm thinking of.
They divorced, and in 2010, he married Tallulah Riley, and they divorced 2 years later and got remarried in 2013. And then we're married until 2016.
I'm recording a podcast!
Yeah, keep going.
I'm gonna try to...
What's her name now? The girlfriend's name?
I'm trying to... Yeah.
Show me your computer. I want to see her. I mean, I have a computer in front of me and a phone. I could just Google it, but whatever. Oh, yes. Look at that beautiful goatee of yours. Yeah, they're like a very weird couple.
Yeah, she looks
but she's
like
totally an e-girl. 18. So it's her son.
He's been spending too much time on Twitter.
Her son is XAEX12?
Apparently.
Huh. Oh, man, I keep forgetting her name.
It's something Grimes.
Isn't it just Grimes? I'm pretty sure it's
Grimes.
Just Grimes.
That's wild. Yeah. I'm reading this article on USA Today about the name of his son.
Imagine how cool it was.
Oh, here's the picture of him and his child.
Oh, dang it.
So it is a real
debunked
person.
The baby exists.
The baby does exist.
Damn. How cool do you have to be to, like, just have a first name? That's so cool. Grimes.
Oh, my. That is the actual name of the baby. That's not, like, a joke name or anything.
I knew that.
That is wild.
Like, that's its government name.
I could.
What do you call it? What do you call it? X? Hey, could you get me a Kool-Aid from the fridge?
Hey, grab me a beer before I beat your ass.
Wow. You just painted Elon Musk as a very abusive father.
I don't know. Maybe. It could have been Grimes. Grimes' real name is Claire Boucher.
Bobby Boucher? Any relation? Okay.
Could be. But
you got me in like a deep dive mood now.
Okay, so.
Have you seen the guy on, I forget his name on TikTok, but he does like these weird things, basically like explaining weird things on the planet that he's basically saying it's aliens without saying it's aliens.
Yeah.
I guess his TikToks keep getting taken down. Interesting.
Okay, so this is what it stands for. The name is XAEA12 Musk.
Okay.
X is for an unknown variable.
That's very basic algebra, yeah.
The AE, like the combined AE, I don't even know how to spell I. My elven spelling of I, love, or artificial intelligence.
Okay. This baby's programmed.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like they just took an empty child and uploaded a brain.
They took Alexa and Siri, combined it, and that's their baby.
What if they just downloaded all of Elon Musk's intelligence and uploaded it to the baby?
What the fuck? It's just Jarvis from Iron Man.
The baby is Jarvis. Okay, the A12... stands for, it's the precursor to the SR-17, which is their favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed. Great in battle, but non-violent.
How does that make
it
great?
So he's going to be a track runner. He's going to get his name announced before a track meet. They're going to be like, Musk.
They'll just call him Mr. Musk. Speed. Need for speed. Speed. So it's a fast baby. Because his programming is so efficient that it's just unbelievable processing speed. The baby's a computer. Like, I'm still in the belief that this baby's not a real human baby.
Oh, so Musk has 5 sons already?
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are twins, and the other 3 are triplets.
What the fuck? So this is his first, like, singular child?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's wild. He's got superior semen.
Yeah. I was just saying, he has some really potent seed. Wow. Elon Musk is just coming thick ropes.
Okay. I'm going to go blow my nose.
All right. Well, that is our welcome back episode. So thanks for listening. And We're back from finals, so episodes will be regularly back on schedule. Thanks for listening, guys.
Adios.